It's July 4th, blistering hot, and that means two things in an election year.
Come on, hold up the line! Come on!
Candidates eat pancakes at Village Fest in Prairie Village. And they or their volunteers march in the Lenexa July 4th parade. In Johnson and Wyandotte counties, the hottest race is between all the Democrats trying to unseat Congressman Kevin Yoder.
Any Republican in a district that Hillary Clinton won in this environment needs to be watching their back.
That's University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller. Now, to be clear, while Clinton won the district 2 years ago, it was by a single point. Yoder had a little scare 2 years ago, but he won re-election by 10 points. He's never really had a close race for Congress, even in his first GOP primary in 2010. Still, Miller says, starting last year with big Democratic wins in Virginia and New Jersey state elections, and a number of Democratic wins this year in special elections, Yoder has to be worried.
We have seen supposedly safe Republican incumbents who outspent their opponents 5-1, 10-1, lose to absolute nobodies.
And the Kansas 3rd is one of those races Democrats will need if they hope to win back the House.
I think Kansas 3rd is a great race to watch on election night because I think it's the type of district Democrats should be winning if they're getting the majority.
That's Nathan Gonzalez, editor of Inside Elections. He also writes for Roll Call and is a CNN analyst. Right now, he has the district leaning Yoder.
I think that this is a district that is competitive but has, you know, generally votes Republican under normal circumstances. The question is whether these November elections are going to be normal circumstances.
It's certainly abnormal to have so many Democrats running in a congressional primary in the third. Going back 20 years, there has never been so many. Now, there's little policy difference between these six Democrats. For example, all want more gun control. Brent Welder, Tom Nierman, Sylvia Williams, Mike McCammon, and Jay Seide all want to revive the federal assault weapons ban. Sharice Davis, though, is calling for tougher standards for concealed carry. There are some minor differences, but all progressive ideas. Davis, Welder, and Nierman talk about LGBT rights on their websites. Williams, more bank loans to community projects. McCammon, net neutrality. Seide, legalizing marijuana. So, who has the best chance of beating Yoder? KU's Patrick Miller isn't sure, but he knows who Yoder wants to run against.
If you're Kevin Yoder, you want to run against Brent Welder at this point. He probably gives you your easiest path to re-election.
Welder is probably most left of center. That's the reason Senator Bernie Sanders was in town campaigning for him. Yoder also has ignored attacks by other Democrats, but has chosen to engage Welder. Another sign Welder is who Republicans want to come out of the primary. As for Yoder, this might be the most challenging part of his re-election equation.
We're joined by Kevin Yoder from Kansas. Incredible guy. Kevin Yoder. What an incredible guy.
Patrick Miller from KU says Yoder both needs President Trump and needs some distance from him.
You can only run away from Donald Trump so much if you're a Republican, particularly if you have voted with the president as much as Kevin Yoder has.
And in a generally moderate district like the third, it's a tough needle to thread, says Nathan Gonzalez from Inside Elections.
The congressman needs a combination of voters who like the president and are loyal to the president and voters who don't like the president.
Yoder does have a primary. Lenexa IT consultant Trevor Keegan is running but has only $2,500 on hand. That means all political eyes will be on the Democratic fight. I'm Sam Zeff.